More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, it's Michelangelo. Happy Friday. We're going back to college. It's time for Classic A&G.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
All right. Happy Friday. Hope you got some nice plans for the weekend. This week, we're going back to college. I was going through the A&G archives, and I found two little tidbits that I really enjoyed. One of them was Joe and Jack talking about doing college essays on typewriters. And the other tidbit was Joe Getty calling his son Declan, who was 19 years old at the time, in college, and telling him that, hey, guess what? I can see everything that you're doing on your phone. I can see where you've been. And as you can imagine, his son was quite shocked and quite surprised and eager to turn that setting off. Just hearing Joe and Jack talk about doing essays in college made me sweat. I remember back when I was in college. I didn't do my papers on a typewriter. I was able to use a computer. But I was up all night. My rough draft was my final draft. And yes, I may have had 2 weeks to do the paper, but I ended up doing it in one day or one night. And I got by, but it was very, very stressful. Anyhow, let's start exploring these little tidbits that I found. Let's go back to 2014. When Joe and Jack talk about using the typewriter to do college papers.
Washington President Obama is still putting the final touches on his State of the Union address for tomorrow. And if he's anything like me in college, that means he's just going to bring in the margins and bump up the font and be like, done, here we go, got it. Helvetica 25. My project is about the catcher in the...
That's funny. You know, I've told my kids about the days, we had to do college work on a typewriter, and word processors were just coming into existence.
I never had access to one. I did all my college term papers on a freaking typewriter.
Oh, I had access to one, but decided it would take too long to comprehend how to use it, so I'd just keep typing, which was one of the great stupid decisions amongst many in my life. But, oh my God, the time I wasted. But
I've always said somebody who gets a college degree, especially a PhD, on a typewriter, it should have a special little font or gold star or something next to it compared to somebody who did it on a computer.
Oh, yeah.
Include access to the internet versus card catalog.
Schlepping to a library, right. Hauling books back and forth, finding out that the only book, a university with 5 million volumes has only one copy of the critical book for this, and some geek has got it checked out. Yeah, no kidding. PhD or something. But anyway, where was I? Oh, I was trying to explain to my kids that, if there were more than two typos, corrected typos, on a page, you had to start that page over again. And it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Your nerves are shot from too much caffeine. Class starts in a couple hours.
Fingers sweaty, hands shaking, so worried that I'm going to hit the wrong letter because then I'm going to have to start the freaking page over again.
Typing at a speed normally reserved for trained chimpanzees. Just tick, tick, just terrified. And they looked at me like I was making it up. They said, that's stupid.
And even at the time, before there were word processors or anything like that, yeah, I thought it was so stupid. I get judged more on how many mistakes are on a page, almost entirely on that, with almost no judgment of the content. Practically none.
Yeah, it depended on the teacher. Well, yeah, yeah. But even in college, and at the time, though, it was so ingrained in the culture of education. You know, I'd bring it up to a professor, and they'd just look at me like, why are you such a lazy slacker who doesn't care about quality? And now it's seen as patently freaking ridiculous by all of society. So which just goes to show you how these cultural changes can... I mean, never mind out of wedlock births. How about typos in college?
Whiteout or the eraser, but if you do that
what
one
is
too
this?
Hard...
The olden days?
Yes. Yes, the olden days, that's what it was.
Yeah, the 80s.
And
yes.
It sucked. Absolutely freaking sucked.
That was terrible.
Now that has been completely eliminated, so you could concentrate on the content of what you're writing, which is all that really matters.
Yeah. Although, from what I hear from college students, or college teachers, rather, the modern students are so stupid, the content is bad, too. Kids these days, they don't know what work is.
As much as I hated doing college essays, at least I was able to use a computer. I feel bad for those guys using a typewriter and being terrified that you're going to make a mistake and have to start over. They're correct. The people that earned a degree back then should have a special honor. Now, the second segment that I found is a lot of fun. It's Joe Getty talking to his 19-year-old son and telling him, hey, I can see all the websites that you've opened on your iPhone. I can also see mom's as well. As you can imagine, Declan was pretty shocked. So let's check out this segment from 2014.
Please welcome to the Armstrong and Getty Show my one and only son, Declan. Hello, Big D. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Excellent. College student, you just woke up. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Perfect.
10 minutes ago.
Oh, how I miss it. Anyway, listen, I'm going to mess with you a little bit here.
No, please do.
do these words mean anything to you? An Amazon listing for Neller's Happy Campers, an Amazon listing for Wrist Cutters, A Love Story, and a raw upgrade for Dark Souls Wiki dot something. Any of that ring a bell?
I think this is his 9/11.
Are you there?
I am. I'm just wondering why.
Does
that's
any
weird?
Does any of that make? Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, they do.
Those are the windows open on your iPhone, and they're. I see them on my phone. Please don't have a fatal heart attack at age 19.
Is this the worst thing you've ever heard in your life? Because if I were you, I would feel that way.
No, I'm just relieved nothing works.
Listen, did you have any idea? I'm looking at mom's windows, too. She's evidently shopping for women's plain front blend chinos.
I had no idea that was a thing.
Apparently you can all look at each other's phones and see what everybody's looking at on the web at all times.
Would you like to know how I reacted when I discovered this, my son? I think the quote was, turns out, and I tell you, I'd imagine some parents in the audience are surprised to hear me say this, but listen, if there's anything, well, my son and I have a great relationship, at least in my opinion, we do.
I would agree.
And we can talk about anything, any of the things that happen in life and whatever. For God's sake, son, your mom doesn't need to see what a young college man is doing online. it would break her heart. So there is a setting you can...
One of those was literature.
What's that?
One of those was literature. Come on.
Well, you're reading, apparently, which is good. But, there's a setting you can find in there to turn that S off.
I think I will be doing that as soon as I hang up.
Yes.
I'll bet you will.
And you're going to sit there for like 15 minutes thinking about what websites you've been on. I don't know. God dang it. The texts we're getting from people are, holy F, holy S, holy, tell me how, you know, just nonstop.
Yeah. Ain't that something?
Wow. Thanks, Apple.
Yeah, you
should
mention
that. I don't know which
one
of us at some point in signing up for iCloud or when we got a phone or something or other clicked a box or what have you, but...
God, they should tell you that, like, right up front. Like, right, I mean, and like, is like the main thing they tell you. By the way...
Yeah, isn't that something?
If you have a family plan, everybody can see everybody else's web browser.
Yeah. All right, hey, I love you, bud. Have a great day. We'll talk soon.
All right, let me do that. See you later.
All right, see you, bub. There you go.
Poor
There's
guy.
My boy.
Yeah, no kidding. Just waking up and hearing that news.
But then he's got the cardiovascular system of a young man.
Yes. Oh, my God. It's his 9/11, I'm telling you. He'll never forget.
Oh, my God. Well, listen, we're running crazy late. Yeah, there is a setting. I don't, you know, do what I did. Flounder around till you find it.
I just have my cloud off. I don't use the cloud, which I probably should, but I don't.
Anyway, Marsh, can you do the news in a couple of minutes?
Yeah.
Because you've got a blockbuster story.
This has been a blockbuster story for families with iPhones.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm fine with boundaries.
Well, yeah. Absolutely.
That's why bathrooms have doors.
Well, sure.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. There are lots of things that are on your phone that I don't understand why it's not an option to turn on as opposed to turn it off.
Right.
Yep, that's a great reminder to be careful. Make sure you know what is turned on and what is turned off, what is selected and what is not selected. And if you have a chance, kind of skim through the terms and conditions. I know there's a lot of verbiage there, and nobody wants to read that stuff. And nobody does. What I suggest is you use a portable device that you know can't be shared with other members of the family, and use that only for your use. Make sure you have a passcode on it, and make sure no one can see what you're doing. Hopefully you're not doing something immoral or illegal, but it's just that you want to be private. Anyhow, I hope you enjoyed those small segments of Classic A&G. I'm going to go through the archives this week and find some more stuff, and hopefully I'll have something else to share with you next week. Until then, well, I guess that's it.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.